it is time for us to talk about something very, very important. There are probably many people who at this moment in winter are thinking, oh man, it would be nice to just get away, to go somewhere beautiful like the Pilanesberg, take a little time just to chill out in some gorgeous like five-star lodge. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to giving you ideas for taking a break, you've come to the right place. Why? Because this morning, we're going to be talking to two gentlemen who are doing exactly that as their day job. They are Graham Edmund and James Robb. Graham is the CEO. James is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer of AHA Hotels and Lodges. They have plenty of really, really awesome stuff in their division of Tourvest. It's a sister company of TTS, who bring you the window seat every single second week. They recently launched two new lodges in the Kruger National Park, and we'll find out about those in just a moment. So, guys, thank you for coming. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Gary. Thanks for having us.
Early, hey?
Very early.
Yeah. these are two of those struggling parents you spoke about earlier.
All right, there we go.
Very little sleep last night. So thanks, Gary.
You heard my shout out to parents, right? While I was punishing everyone else in the environment. At least I said nice things about parents. Okay, so first of all, tell us about AHA, because you guys are a massive division of Tourvest. You've got a lot of properties that you're in charge of and that you run and that you make as lovely as possible for the rest of us to come and enjoy. So tell us how AHA started and where all of that's going.
Sure. So AHA is a collection of hotels, lodges, and resorts around South Africa. Currently have 15 different properties to choose from, spanning from hotels in Cape Town, where you probably have more tick than cocaine sharks, hotel in Umhlanga, hotel in Knysna, and then we have game lodges all around the country. So
beautiful.
Pilanesberg, Modikwe, currently have three lodges in the Kruger National Park, about to have a fourth and another private game reserve just west of Hoedspruit, and then a beautiful Alpine Resort sitting in the middle of the Drakensberg. So selection of different options all around the country.
Tell me quickly, these two new lodges that they told me about in Kruger Park, Graham, what are they?
So the one is in Kuklu Tented Camp. It's between Skukuza and Lower Sabi. It's a luxury self-catering tented safari on the banks of the Sabi River.
Lovely.
Just seven rooms. Yeah, and it's been really well received. Yeah, it's probably the best self-catering accommodation you can get in Kruger.
And people like self-catering because
South Africans do, yes.
Yeah, because they want to braai.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Part of it is not just getting your food served to you, it's actually making it yourself.
Correct.
People like that.
Yeah.
And now is the perfect time, obviously, but any time of the year is good in that part of the world. I mean, it's beautiful in summer, it's lovely in spring and autumn, and in winter, it's probably the only part of the country that you'd want to be in.
Yeah, and your game viewing at this time of year is absolutely fantastic. And
for
sure, Kruger enthusiasts, especially for Nkuhlu, it sits on quite a famous road called the H4-1, which is a predator-rich road. So you sit in between the two very well-known lodges of Skukuza and Lower Sabi, and you get that stretch of road for about half an hour by yourself in the morning before it gets too busy.
Wow.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
So when people talk about a tented camp, I mean, this is not what anyone who hasn't been to these places thinks. It's not a bunch of pikeys with the tents that they put up themselves. These are like state-of-the-art, like the canvas walls that are effectively walls. They've got windows in them. It's got, you know, it's got all the mod cons and all the luxuries that you would expect. And for people who haven't seen it, can you describe it for them?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is glamping at its best.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk into your room through your two double sliding doors with a big queen-size bed in front of you. It is self-catering, so it's got your stovetop sitting there with a beautiful fridge. We generally give you a bottle of wine on arrival if we like you.
Sure.
And just really beautifully set out, luxurious. In the mornings, you lie in your bed, you open those sliding doors, and you're looking out over the Sabi River. It's got a sunken, what would you call it, kind of patio in front of you with a gas braai on it.
Nice.
It's just an absolutely beautiful setting.
That's magic. Okay, so what have you got closer to Joburg for people who are still keen to get away, but they can't actually go further than like an hour or two's drive? Have we got something 3 hours maybe at a push?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a lot of options. So Drakensberg is always a fantastic option. So 3-hour drive from both Johannesburg and Durban. We love you Durban people too.
You mentioned this is the Alpine sort of resort that you were talking about.
Alpine Heath Resort. So again, self-catering chalets, three different rooms, sleeping up to six people. So perfect for your normal-sized families.
Nice.
And a real quick getaway. Then another two great options would be the Pilansburg Game Reserve. So we have two five-star lodges in the Pilansburg, Ivory Tree and Shepherd's Tree Game Reserves. You're literally looking at a two-hour drive from Johannesburg. You tell your boss you've got a lunchtime meeting. Leave the office at 12 o'clock. You're there by 2 o'clock, ready to jump on the afternoon game drive. And really two magnificent offerings in the Pilansburg National Park. World-class spa facilities too. And morning and afternoon game drives followed by breakfast, lunch, dinner, high teas. It's a bit of a gluttonous, luxury
spoiled
affair.
Fantastic. Okay, so I know what people are going to say. They're going to immediately start saying, but you know what? This is probably priced for the international market and it's very expensive and it's fine if you've got dollars, but we've only got rands. We don't have dollars. So do you have specials for South Africans?
We do, and we have always had this. So, I may get fired, but this is my boss next to me. So I've loaded an extra special there for the Gareth Cliff listeners. It'll only be available today.
Right.
So if you do go to ivorytreegamelodge.com and go to the little book online and just choose dates this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, I've still got a few rooms left and you'll see I've done a little special promotion.
Nice.
It's called the Gareth Cliff promotion.
Very good.
Outside of that, though, we've always got special SA resident rates. So,
all right. So don't be a slacker. If this is what you needed and you've been sitting there in your office for the whole of this week and last week thinking, God, I could do with a break. I mean, this is a really awesome opportunity for you. So go to ivorytreegamelodge.com and go and look at those specials now before they sell out. Because I don't want you moaning in the comments section that, I went, but it was already sold. Get in there quickly. All right. I'm sure both of you at these various lodges have had all kinds of incredible stories. And a lot of these have involved animals. So what's the scariest or most exciting wildlife or safari story you've each got? Graham, you start.
Sure. It's probably not also good to say on this show, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I started many years ago with AHA. We got Makalali, which is just west of Footscray. It's private game reserve, big five. And I was doing a budget with the general manager of the property. We finished about half past one. It's a normal guest in the River Lodge. You got three River Lodges, each with six rooms in a central area. We did the budgets in there. It was about half past one. Had a couple of brandies. And normally you've got night security that'll walk you to your room, but I've been there 1,000 times. So I said, no problem.
I don't need this.
I'll walk to my room. It's dark. They have lights at that stage, probably every 80 to 100 meters on a gravel pathway. So I was walking along there, about opposite one, had a couple of drinks, and probably 80 meters in front of me, coming into the lights, a big hippo on the path facing me.
It's the only animal you really, well, there's a couple that you don't want to meet, but that's right up there.
And at night.
Yes, sis.
On foot, by yourself.
Are you between it and the river?
So that's the problem.
Oh.
Is that your rooms are on the right of the path and the river. So you always hear the stories that hippo will always run to the river.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I picked up a rock. I threw it to the left, so it would assume it doesn't have great eyesight, particularly at night. So I threw a rock to the left-hand side, hoping that noise would attract it. And then I ran for my life and dived onto my deck and just curled up in a ball, expecting this hippo to bite me. Anyway, went to bed. Nothing
happened. You made it.
Woke up in the morning. You can see my footprint sprayed to the right to run for my room and his footprint sprayed to the left. So my rock trick worked. But it was petrifying.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, please don't.
Yes, sis. And you, James?
No, I've got nothing to really come. I mean, my only story really comes from the same lodge at Makalali. Went on my first ever night there. It was mid-November, and Graham had taken me up to show me the new lodge I'd be selling. It was a paltry 38.5 degrees in Hoedspruit. And
nice. Hot.
And anyway, a few more, let's call them safari sodas at dinner, and he snuck off. Didn't know where he had disappeared to, and eventually I got back to my room early hours of the morning, and he had probably lit the world's biggest fire. And for about 22 minutes, I tried to sleep in the sauna, lying on the bathroom floor, lying shielding the fire. Eventually had enough of it, so I went outside. And at that stage, I didn't realize it was an unfenced camp. So I just took my duvet and my pillow and slept on, it's like a little something called a sala, which is a raised platform outside. And about 2 hours later, I had night security furiously waking me. So you got to get up, you got to get up. Yes, no, what's wrong? And those three lions over there are enjoying your sleeping. So,
oh, my God.
Anyway, I hope no one from work's listening to this.
Okay, well, okay. Don't take any chances if you are one of the people booking for this weekend or any other weekend. So very exciting, the new Skukuza Safari Lodge and Kuklu Tented Camp. And there are plenty of other options too. Just go to travel.co.za. You'll find a whole lot of them. Looks absolutely magic. Guys, thank you so much.
And for those people, Skukuza, I mean, it's predominantly the affordable accommodation in Kruger. Self-catering is either Sandparks accommodation or the likes of in Kuklu. If those people still want to visit Kruger, but they can't afford those ultra-luxury five-star products that are there, Skukuza's a really, really good option. It's 128 rooms, great conference facilities.
Amazing.
It's really, really nice and fully catered. So you can do bed and breakfast, dinner, bed and breakfast. There are game drives on offer also. So it's a good option for those who don't want to self-cater.
Yeah, or spend an absolute fortune because it can get expensive.
Yep.
All right, I love it. Thank you, Graham. Thank you very much, James. Good to have you both here. Graham, CEO, and James, Chief Sales Marketing Officer of AHA Hotels and Lodges. If you want to find out more, head on to travel.co.za. But you heard about that special on ivorytreegamelodge.com. Go on there immediately. James has made some specials available. I can't tell you how many will be there or how long, so get in before it's too late.